Strange Adventure.
Tom O'Neill looked up as the stranger touched his elbow, thereby breaking his reverie of admiration of the Arch of Triumph.
Oh, 1,000 pardons, monsieur. I did not mean to startle you. I was just so glad to see another Parbleu, it cannot be. Oh, I did not think to see you again and in Paris.
Tom was startled at the effusion of the mysterious stranger.
You recognize me?
Oh, but yes, I recognize you. You are Monsieur Tom O'Neill, the writer from Hollywood. You have just sold the cinema rights to your book, The Isle of Derelicts. I read about it in the papers. Do you not remember me? I am Philip Darnis. I was but a clerk in the store in Papeete where you traded, so it was easy for you to forget me. You are here on a holiday?
No, business just for a few days.
Aha, another book, perhaps. Or maybe it is to sell pearls, is that right? That's what you did in Papeete when I knew you.
Tom O'Neill recalled his days in the South Seas, colorful, adventurous days that he had written about in his books, and that the publicity office of the movie company had also written about in glowing, exaggerated accounts. The two men made their way to a small sidewalk cafe, the Frenchman chattering all the while about the Pacific Islands and about the people he had known there. Over a glass of wine, Philip Darnis told his story. Since coming to Paris, he had become an investment broker with an office in the Montmartre district.
For the old time's sake, I will let you in on an investment that will make you a great profit. There is a rich silver mine in Peru, and my office has put some secret shares on the market. I would not tell you about it, but while I was a clerk in Papeete, I followed your adventurers, and you became a hero to me. I was standing on the dock when you arrived in your schooner after saving those shipwrecked people on that rocky island.
The novelist toyed with his glass as he spoke.
You were there when I came in, huh?
Oui. I helped one of the poor men to the ambulance. Now about the investment. You can give me the money, and my office will do the rest.
O'Neill looked steadily into the face of his companion.
Now, Darnis, you never knew me in Papeete, and I doubt if you've ever been there.
Darnis sprang to his feet, his face darkening.
You dare to insinuate that I am lying? That is an insult.
The man's right hand whipped inside his coat, and a long-bladed knife appeared as if by magic. He lunged toward O'Neill. Tom O'Neill lifted the small table as a shield. At that instant, two men leaped up from a nearby table and sprang upon Darnis.
We are of the Sûreté, monsieur. We listened to your conversation. This man is a swindler, this Darnis, and we have been on his trail for a long time.
I say, before you take him away, I'd like to tell him that when he told me he was on the dock when I came in after saving some shipwrecked people, I knew he was lying. That story was written by a publicity man at the studio. When it comes to dreaming up stories, confidence men can't hold a candle to press agents.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to tune in again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.